And playing saw Jeremy from Kentucky on Wednesday, February 3rd. And here on republicbroadcasting.org, go to the menu button, upper left-hand corner of the page. Hit that donate button, send money. We're going to need it. You can mail it in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we have a chat site set up by Mer Bailey, inplainsight.chatango.com. Site spelled S-I-T-E, inplainsight.chatango.com. If you want to get in on the conversation. So, midweek, it's your midweek show. Went to my church service tonight and prayed for some people that are sick and afflicted amongst our congregation. I have other friends also that are afflicted with illness. And it kind of makes me wonder, you know, as we see the evil that has taken over this country and we see these Bolsheviks as they're going to try to bring down their revenge on us for having dared stand up to them, for having dared send in someone whom we thought was an outsider and that would try to turn this around. So we see them now trying to come down on us. And as I weigh this out, as I weigh out what these wicked men and women are doing in our government, and then I weigh out the friends that I have and that some of you all have, I'm sure, who are afflicted with pain and disease, and they're good people, and they fought the good fight. And you got to wonder, why do the wicked prosper, and sometimes those who stand for justice suffer? You got to wonder that. I've brought up a psalm here, Psalm 73, and I'm going to start with verse 3. I'm going to read through this before I get to the news and headlines. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return here, and waters are a full cup drained by them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I've cleansed my heart in vain, and I've washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said I will speak this way, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me, until I went to the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. That is the end of the wicked, folks. You may see your friends and your family, and maybe even you yourselves, seem to be in pain and plagued when you have stood for justice. And you think these wicked are getting away with it because they're wealthy and they have high positions of power. And I get down and out about this myself. I don't know why they're allowed to go on like they are. But as the psalm said, then I went to the house of the Lord. And there's something about getting together with other believers that are like-minded, with other American patriots that see the wickedness and they don't understand it either. You get together and you pray, and you have things in common with each other that you don't share with the people out in the world. There's something special about that. That's what the COVID lockdown hoax tried to stop. And to their credit, all the churches in my area have ignored that and just held services and not limited anything at all. Not only is it demanded by God, it's our First Amendment right. Even if we didn't have that First Amendment, we would be obliged by God to gather with these other believers. But there's something special about that, about getting together with people that you have things in common with, especially when it's of a spiritual nature. So don't think that these wicked are going to get away with what they're going to get away with what it looks like they are. Because as the Psalm said in verse 19, they'll be brought down to desolation in a moment, and they'll be consumed with terrors. So I want to leave you with that, maybe a little inspiration tonight before we get into headlines. We are open for phone calls, open line Wednesday, whatever you want to talk about. 512-248-8252. Oh, we have our first caller of the night. William from Montana. William, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Jeremy. All I have to say is just praise the Lord. I also am sort of inspired tonight to sing, if you will allow me.
Yes, please do.
Skin yells me to the bone. You turned and ran. Oh, yeah. Oh, stripped right from my hand. Yes, blue on black, tears on a river, push on shove, don't mean much. Joker on jack, match on fire, cold on ice, it's a dead man's touch. Whisper on the scream, doesn't change a thing, don't bring you back. Like blue on black. One more verse. Blind, but oh, I see. Truth lies an in-between. Oh, wrong can't be undone. Hell no. Well, it's stripped from the heart of my tongue. Yeah, blue on black, tears on a river, push on shove. It don't mean much. Joker on jack, match on fire, cold on ice, it's a dead man's touch. Whisper on the scream, doesn't change a thing, don't bring you back. Like blue on black. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jeremy.
Thank you, William. Powerful lyrics. Very powerful.
Greetings. Be all well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, my friend. All right. It's going to be an inspirational show. I can feel it. Got a couple more callers. I'm going to just get to these calls. Well, things are fresh on your mind. Then we'll hit headlines at the bottom of second half hour. We got Mark from Texas. Mark, welcome to the show.
What do you say after that?
I don't know, man. This is truly free speech where you can speak your mind.
Yeah, William. Yeah, that song. You know, it's one of those songs and the songs that I really like are the ones that, you know, they linger. Right? You don't forget about them. They keep popping back. And that's one of them. Oh, man, I'm so glad that's Blue on Black is in your repertoire. And, Kenny Lee Shepherd, yeah, he's stout. You know, he's right up there with Jimmy, Stevie Ray, Eric Clapton. I mean, he's right up there. He's powerful.
Yeah, I appreciate Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He's very talented. That's the first time I heard this song. And then recently I heard a remake. The song that I play in the bumper on Monday night show is a remake of that song. And it's from the band Five Finger Death Punch. They put a little more of an edge on it. But I do appreciate some Kenny Wayne. And those lyrics are powerful. And they kind of remind us of our situation that we're in now.
Yeah. Hey, I got an article from the Times of Israel today. Times of Israel, but it's today. It's the publication today. ADL proposes, quote, whole of society, quote, offensive against domestic terrorists. And if you look at the pic and the caption, I mean, I could be wrong, but I do believe it's the tiki torches at night at Charlottesville. So I think that everybody can look it up. Times of Israel. I looked it up to verify. And, yep. You know, this is what we've been talking about. That this is what really made the elite, the chicken swingers, poop in their pants.
I looked up that article. You're right. It is the Tiki Torch March. On the caption, it says, "Neo-Nazis and white supremacists encircle counter-protesters at the base of a statue of Thomas Jefferson." This is on August 11th, 2017's picture. You're right. That's Charlottesville. That's exactly what they're doing. That scared them to death, and now they're going to use that and the January 6th Capitol uprising as a means to come after normal people.
Yeah. The last quote is the Daily Mail, and I believe it was Monday. Donald Trump and Republicans took in $175 million fighting the stolen election. $10 million went to legal fees. So, Trump had $70 million to his personal war chest. And I need to give True News credit. That's where I got that. You know, I don't know. What's he doing with the money, man?
Well, that's a good question. And I'm I said the litmus test for if Donald Trump was for real or not, what he was all about. If he's allowed to continue with some sort of political party or a media after all of this, then that means maybe he was gave in to them, or he was with them all the beginning, you know, from the way. But I just think if Trump is for real, they're really going to come after him hard. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will, brother. And I just, you know, that's a lot of cash. I could use it. I know you could use it. We could probably all use it. Hey,
yeah.
Kudos to William. And I just, he is an inspiration. And, you know, it's an honor to know guys like that. You know, they're pretty rare in our world today. And anyway, have a great show, brother. Love you.
Hey, love you guys.
Love everybody.
Absolutely. I love my RBN audience and my callers. You guys make this show really unique and special. Got a couple minutes before the break, and the calls are loading up here. Let me go ahead and take some more calls, and maybe we'll get to these headlines later. Even if I just mention them, we'll get to them a little bit in the next half hour. We got Bruce from Texas up next. Bruce, we got about a minute. Listen for the music, and if we catch you with a break, we'll hold you to the other side. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if it'll take that long. I'll try to be quick. Are you keeping up with Kyle Rittenhouse's situation?
You know, I was. The last time I read the headlines, he was arrested at a bar. He was at a bar and with his parents, and he wasn't arrested, but the lawyers, the prosecuting attorneys changed his rules of probation. They said he can't be at a bar with his parents, even though it was totally legal. He was talking to some probable. That's the last I heard from him. What do you got?
There's stuff going on that they're trying to say that he changed his address without notifying the court. And this is this is breaking today. You need to Google Kyle Rittenhouse, go to 4chan poll and type in Kyle, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They're trying to keep his defense is trying to keep his whereabouts not public, so he wouldn't be subject to vigilante justice. And the prosecution is trying to force it out in the open by saying that he's not updating his address.
Yeah, the headline says the prosecutors don't know Kyle's whereabouts, and they're seeking an arrest warrant. This was an hour ago.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, so they changed a lot of his probation, the rules of his probation, and that might have been one of them. Wow. Hey, we do have the break. Hang on, we'll catch you on the other side, okay?
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, welcome back to the show. Very inspirational show tonight. And we got news on Kyle Rittenhouse brought to us from Bruce here. And yeah, you're right, Bruce. Rittenhouse defense attorney filed a response to the prosecutor's motion objecting the bond increase. They're increasing his bond because the prosecutor said Rittenhouse failed to correct the address on a document signed January 22nd. So yeah, what else you got, Bruce?
That's it. And we just need to, I'm sure our listeners do. I think it's opening up more eyes, though, the way they're going after this guy. You know, I don't know if you remember his name. I'm trying to remember it. The guy in Arizona who was running for sheriff, he was a border activist, and he was fighting against the drug cartels and corruption in southern Arizona. And the ADL really went after him. What ended up happening is his whole family was, except for one girl who hid in a closet, was massacred. And they tried to say that it was him, that he killed his family and killed himself. But the one witness said she heard Spanish voices and the shooting was going on. And there was a caliber pistol used that he did not own. And it would not surprise me in the least if they're not trying to out him so he can be taken out. Because you need to understand Talmudic law. They don't follow our law. They follow Talmudic law, these people. And he killed two Jews and wounded one. And in their eyes, he needs to pay with blood, eye for an eye. And so that's what's going on right now. And I sure hope that kid was so cool under pressure. And look, he's a Boy Scout, and he was trying to clean graffiti off of walls. He went there to volunteer. And they singled him out. He got separated, and they tried to kill him. They tried to assault him. And one of the guys with a paramedic hat pulled a gun on him. That's why he was shot in the arm. It's really terrible. And it's really bad. That's about all I got. I don't know if I can be any any more eloquent, but man, we're in big trouble there. And I want to thank you for being on this show every night for us in the week.
Appreciate it, sir. And I believe that sheriff was Joe Arpaio.
No, it wasn't Arpaio. Yeah, no? It was somebody else. Occupy, he protected protesters from the police. And he gave an interview. And he was running for sheriff.
I'll have to research that.
Yeah.
I'll have to research that. Maybe we'll do a story on it. Maybe I can do a story on it tomorrow night.
All right.
Appreciate it.
No.
All right. And we got the calls a little shuffled thanks to me and my Skype mix-up here, but we need to go to True Bachelor. True Bachelor, welcome to the show.
Hello. Howdy, Jeremy.
Howdy.
Just wanted to remind everybody, if you still got your parents left, I know I've said this before when I called. I lost mine back in November 22nd and November 19th in 1989, and I'm older than they are. They were 48 and 52. And didn't get to see my father's funeral, so just try to get back with your family. And what's left of my family has not ever contacted me, but I'll give you a little verse from Proverbs I got here. Proverbs 16:8, better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice.
Yes.
And that's what this government's doing right now. Supposed government. And I love your show and appreciate being there. And I got a new cat. My little cat, December, died December 1st. And I got a new one. Yeah. She's called Noelle. And she's sitting here purring right by the phone. And
what a great name.
And Noelle, and she's got, if you could throw in a Hoyt Axton song, because my cat had a tale she'd tell, but she's got no tail. She's a little minx. It's like a bobcat. That's a Hoyt Axton 1977 or 78 song. It was on WKRP in Cincinnati when they were on. He came on. You remember Hoyt Axton and Gremlins?
I remember the Gremlins, yeah.
Yeah, that's Hoyt Axton was in that. But it was Della and the Dealer and the dog as well. And Noel told me to request that one, but I haven't got my stimulus check. I just wondered if anybody else has not gotten theirs yet. So I sure could use it, living on $1,000 a month. But I continue to listen to your show and try to send the network in $5 occasionally when I can. It's not much, but we're pert near out of it. And can't never could do nothing. And I thought about thinking once, but I thought better of it.
Yeah, but my brother, if just 1,000 people sent $5, what a difference that would make.
Yeah. I'm sending it when I can because, you know, I hadn't even got that $600 check yet, and I guess I'll have to go file up 1040 SR. Yep. But Arkansas, our Southerners, we're sticking together. I'm a Southerner like you and tougher than an old Arkansas oak tree over here. And Noel says hi, and we'll be listening to you, partner.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your call. And we'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
In plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky and RBN, and we got the callers coming in, and I like that. I like hearing what you guys have on your minds. Let me go ahead and double check here and see where we're at. Looks like Chance from West Virginia. Chance, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello, Jeremy. Thank you for taking my call. Very few people could sing like Steve Perry. True Bachelor, I believe, mentioned Hoyt Axton, the Oklahoman.
Yeah.
Della and the Dealer, I've got that on vinyl, believe it or not. I believe the album is Rush the Old Halo, and that's a title track. The reason why I called Jeremy is, if I could be brief, I'll tell you a personal story. Next month, 16 years ago in 2005, I was diagnosed with a very aggressive cancer, and I wasn't supposed to make it, and I beat the odds. I made peace with it at the time, but the hardest thing for me was seeing the hurt in my mama's eyes. And so I decided to tell her. I said, look, Mama, I made peace with it, you know. Not that I wanted to die, but I made peace with it, and I'm ready if that's what God wants. And I found out that's not the thing you could tell a mama, or you should tell a mama. But I only wanted her to be at ease, you know? And here's the thing, Jeremy. My mama passed. My daddy passed. 2 months ago, my only kid brother passed. And I am the only one left. Now, the point I'm making here, I guess, is... don't let fear run your life. Be at ease, be at peace. I still can't understand why I'm the only one. But I'm the one that should have went first, and I'm the only one left, you know?
Yeah.
That's the point I'm making. And if your listeners can take something out of that, it's extremely hard for me to talk about. But I guess the point I'm making is this. Don't have fear. Fear will conquer you. The hardest thing was not the cancer, which was very aggressive. It was seeing the hurt in my mama's eyes. That hurt me more than anything, more than any cancer could ever do to me. And that's what hurt me. The point I'm making is don't let fear run your life. Believe in Jesus Christ. Put your faith in Christ. He'll pull you through. Just like he's pulled me through that, and he's pulled me through being the only surviving member of my family. If it wasn't for Christ and my faith in Christ, I would have fell apart God knows how many times. And I guess this is the point that people have to, they have to come to terms with that. Hopefully not in my situation, but in their own lives, they have to come to terms with that. And that's a lesson I've learned. And Jeremy, thank you very much for taking my call now. God bless.
Yeah, thank you. And you're absolutely right. Faith in Jesus Christ. I mean, the body can be destroyed. It can be wrecked with the disease, or
yes,
you know, they can kill it. But the soul is forever.
Exactly. It's only a body. It's only a body. That's all it is. It's only a covering. Well, once again, thank you, Jeremy, for taking my call. God bless you now.
Thank you, Jens. Yes, thanks for the call, and he's right. When you have Jesus Christ, when he has redeemed you, then it's a win-win, because if you are faced and stricken down with a disease, he'll bring you through it, as Chance has testified. But if you die, then that's a gain, because you get to go on to the next life and have an eternal body. So as the Bible says that, you know, the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. What we earn for our works is death. But faith and trust in Christ, God, with his grace, gives us eternal life. And that's a gift. You don't earn it. You can't do anything to earn it. You can't do anything to lose it. And so all of your good works, all the things that you do that are good, those are great if you've lived a just life. But, you know, those don't get you justified before God. It is simply faith in Christ. And once you have that, you're unstoppable. You're immortal. And so it's a win-win. I've got a young friend that's 23, stage 4 Hodgkin's, and he's looking at death. And he and I, you know, I've sort of helped raise him, you know, when he was a small boy. But he's ready. He's ready to go. Because if he dies, it's a win. And if he lives, it's a win, because he has a 6-year-old son that needs him, that he could live for too. So, yeah, really appreciate that testimony, Chance. And, I could tell this is going to be an inspirational show from the get-go. Let's go on to more callers. Let's save yuck headlines for later and go to more callers. We got James in Vancouver. James, are you with us?
Good evening. That's a great call just now. I was deeply touched. I express my deep admiration for Chance. It's a great call. Well, I was going to say something about the American folk song. It was once very popular 60-some years ago, and it may be I was listening to William in Montana singing, and all of a sudden it got to me that through times of trouble, singing sometimes You know, sometimes we'll get you through, or we'll make things different. The American folk song.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can't tell you. I'm just gonna say real quick. I can't tell you how many nights that I've been down and out, and like work has been too much. And I get together with my friends, we grab our guitars and start rattling off some songs, maybe throw back a few beers. But even without the alcohol, if you just sing, I mean, that's, you know, the music makes you feel good.
If you like, would you like me to send something along to you regarding your friend with Hodgkin's? Would I be able to do that?
Yeah. Let's see. I don't have my own email. We were using a joint email with my show with Patrick.
Patrick. I'll leave a message to Mike at the control
there
room. How'd that be? Would that be okay?
Yeah, there you go.
I can leave my email with Mike, and he can give it to you, and you can email me at your convenience.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll email you from our Patrick and Jeremy show email. It kind of covers both shows, this show and the show I do with Patrick.
Or if you like, I can use the Patrick and Jeremy email. I could do that too.
Send it straight to that one. I kind of handle that one, and I send Patrick the stuff that is addressed to him.
And I'll tell you it's from James in Vancouver, then you'll know. How's that?
That'll be great.
All right. Well, all the best, and I'll call you again then.
Hey, thanks a lot for your call, James.
Thanks, Charlie. Bye now.
All right. It's going to be a night of calls. Rattlebone in Colorado Springs. I don't believe I've heard from you before. Go ahead, Rattlebone.
No, sir, you haven't. And good evening, Jeremy, sir. What was this? I believe I just caught you when you were reading. Was that Psalm?
Psalm. Oh, you mean the beginning of the show? That was Psalm 73. Yeah.
73.
Yeah.
Okay. And a little bit of history about me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. No,
it was verses 3 through 19.
Verse 3
through 19. 3 through 19.
Okay, somebody's breaking up. Maybe I got the shakes or something. I don't know. Little history about me really quickly, because I wanted to ask you about more religious hopes. Came over from California, was raised Lutheran, didn't follow any of it. Got divorced. I've been over here like 2.5 years in the Colorado Springs. There's a lot of churches here. There's a lot of military, Air Force bases, and academy here with the servicemen. So my whole feeling here is I'm feeling a lot of fulfillment just with nice people, having conversations everywhere. So something's working out. And I was going to like a Vietnamese church, and I approached the pastor, said, hey, you know, I really think that you're talking to me. He says, no, Jeff, it's the Holy Spirit. So what's happening is that I'm very receptive now. And in fact, this last weekend, my mailman invited my girlfriend and I over to his house, and he prayed the sinner's prayer. I wasn't familiar with that, but man, it was really, really powerful. And in light of this COVID reprehensible control from the demons that run the world, I'm getting very irritated with Christians, and I'm going to just say I'm learning. And maybe I got to be a Christian, because I'm eager to learn more. Is my mantra is the famous song, Onward Christian Soldiers, going off to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. It's time for Christians to stand up and say, no, man, these people that run the world are demons. And no, they're not going to do that. But I think Christians, I hate to say that they're coward, but I just did. They, you know, by virtue of 501c3, they can't say anything. So people aren't doing anything. People are going to let themselves be injected. And I'm just about tired of talking to people. If my mask is below my nose, you know, and then I tell them there's more cases of tuberculosis that died kind of a thing. And I'm a retired nurse. And so I guess what I'm trying to ask of you is, does the Bible suggest that we ward off evil to the death if you're, you know, Bible believers? What kind of aggression can Christians show people when the time comes, Jeremy?
Well, you know, there you've got to balance everything out. Everybody wants to go to turn the other cheek, and they just want to camp out there. But that's in context. That's in context with the behavior when you're in the kingdom of heaven, and also and in general behavior. I mean, we shouldn't seek vengeance, but defense is most definitely allowed. When the Lord Jesus Christ was going to the cross just before he went, okay, he told his disciples, if you don't have a sword, sell your garment, sell your cloak, and buy a sword. Why? Because Jesus was going to be gone from them and not there to protect them. So the men would have to be responsible for protecting themselves and their families, because these men were married. You know, they had women and children with them when they followed Jesus. So there is defense there. Remember that Jesus went into the money changers in the temple, these Jews that were ripping people off, exchanging Roman currency for temple currency, and they were ripping people off big time. And what did he do? He made a whip and whipped them and overthrew their tables and chased them out. So there is a point where Christians stand up, and that is in protect of your family, to protect your family, and to stand up for the just things of God. Remember that that the Crusaders, they didn't just let the Muslims come in and rape their women and children. They strapped on swords and they went out and busted some heads. So there is a time for defense. There's never a time for revenge, but there is a time for defense. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But the Lord also works through human beings, and he'll use Christians and military and police, and even just armed citizens to execute his justice. I hope that answered it.
I'm thinking so, because I think this is demonically infecting us, frankly.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely it is. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, partner. I'll be listening. Thank you, Jeremy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, and call again. All right, a lot of great callers tonight. I'm going to check the call roster. And I think we got everybody in tonight. Everybody got to get their points of view out. So, again, I appreciate the calls. Very inspiring. What's going on in the news? Well, I had some headlines. We got 12 police, state police charged after 19 bodies were found at the Mexican border. That looked pretty interesting. And then I also ran across another one that I think I'll just skim over the top of before we go to the break, and maybe get into a little bit more on the other side. Supreme Court cancels All right, lost you guys for a minute, but I'm back. Had a little interference. The Supreme Court cancels arguments on Trump's border wall and remain in Mexico policy. The wonderful Supreme Court. I mean, that's one of the main reasons we did elect Trump. You know, it was for the MAGA agenda of fair trade, non-intervention, which includes friendship with Russia, good relations, right? And fair trade. But also the Supreme Court, we knew that he was going to appoint a few SCOTUS nominees. And so far, the Supreme Court has just completely been a disappointment. Wouldn't even hear anything about the election. Wouldn't even hear it. And now they're dismissing when Trump was challenged by the lower courts on his remain in Mexico and on the border wall, letting the military fund the border wall or Department of Defense. Stopped by lower level judges, he appealed it. Now the Supreme Court's throwing out his appeal. They're showing their true colors. Traitorous all the way to the top. We'll be back after the break.
The wind blows hard against this mountainside, across the sea into my soul. It reaches into where
cannot hide.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dell and a dealer and a dog named Jake. And a cat named Callum. And a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck. Gonna make some dreams come true. It rolled out west with a wild sunset. Sets in the coyote base of the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word.
Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played a
show. There was our request from Noel the Cat tonight. And Mike's computer was breaking up just a little bit, but probably we're getting a little interference from the deep state. And before we go to our last caller, I just wanted to clarify. Yes. What happened was, you know, Trump's two issues about building the border wall with DOD funds and the remain in Mexico, meaning that these migrants coming up from, you know, these refugees or whatever, that they had to stay in Mexico while they're getting processed. Now the Supreme Court has overturned both of the appeals. The lower level judges blocked Trump on that. He appealed it. Supreme Court is throwing them out now. So now whoever can come from wherever, Honduras, I mean, there's Africans coming over to Honduras and coming up, you know, it's just a free for all. And they can come up here and stay in the U.S. until their cases are processed. And we know they're going to be just released, right? We know it's just going to be total open borders. And also the DOD can't use funds to build the wall. There you go. It's done. It kind of makes me think, wow, maybe Trump did do some stuff that they're trying so feverishly to undo. Got just a few minutes left, and we have Pat from Fort Worth. Pat, welcome to the show. What's on your
mind? Are you there? Hello?
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Pat. You're on the air.
I heard it out. I just wanted tonight somebody was kept quoting it because I just woke up sleepy. But they were quoting the words, "We shall rebuild. We will rebuild." Well, that triggered in my mind a book called The Shemitah or The Harbinger by Jonathan Cahn. He is a well-known Christian leader. He's a Messianic Jew, Christian Jew. And he was right on for years. After the 9/11, he was right there, and Obama went up, and he scribbled words on the new trade tower that said, "We shall rebuild," or something like that. And other leaders have done the same thing. And he showed in the Bible, it's in Isaiah 9:10, and I can't quote you right here because my Bible's somewhere else right here. And God said to Israel, when they said that, he said, what's in more than one place besides Isaiah 9:10? But he calls it the Isaiah 9:10 judgment. And when God brings judgment on a nation, he's already, he came out and warned Joe Biden, really on time, really. Anyway,
I'll look it up. We're at the end of the show, Pat. I appreciate it. And I'll look that book up and I'll maybe address it tomorrow. See you tomorrow night.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.